Shalom to all. We're going to have a quick recap of Parshas Ki Tsetse, and there are a lot of mitzvahs in this week's Parsha, so hold on to your seats. The Parsha begins with the topic of Eshes Yifas Toyar. When Bnei Yisrael wages war and a man sees a non-Jewish woman and desires her, he shall bring her home, have her nails grow out, wear unattractive clothing, and cry for mother and father for a full month in an effort to dissuade him from marrying her. If he still desires her, he may take her as a wife. If not, he may not sell her or enslave her. If a man has two wives and he cares for one more than the other, but the firstborn son was born to the other, he may not deprive him of his firstborn rights, which is double portion of all that he owns. Should a young man become Ben Sarah Myra, he is wayward and rebellious by stealing money from his father, using it for meat and wine, then his father and mother shall drag him to the elders of the city that shall put him to death. Should a man be hanged on the gallows, do not let his corpse hang overnight. Do not turn the blind eye to any lost animal, garment, or object belonging to your fellow. Return it to him, or keep it safe until you can find the owner. If you see the animal of your fellow faltering, you surely should help him. Women shouldn't wear men's garments, and men shouldn't wear women's garments. It's an abomination. If you chance upon a nest with the mother sitting on eggs or her young, send the mother first and then take the eggs or little birdies. You're going to be blessed with long days. If you built a new house, put a fence on the roof so no one falls off. Don't plant forbidden mixtures of seeds. Don't hitch two different animals together, and don't wear wool and linen together. If a man marries and falsely accuses his new wife of not being a virgin, he gets flogged, pays the father of his wife a fine, and isn't ever allowed to divorce her. If his accusation is true, then she gets stoned for this outrage of being unfaithful while she was engaged. If a man is found with a married woman, both shall be killed. If a man lies with an engaged maiden, they both shall be stoned. If a man forces himself upon an engaged maiden, he shall be killed. If a man lies with a young maiden, he shall pay a fine to the father, must marry the woman, and is never allowed to divorce her. One isn't allowed to marry the wife of his father. A man that cannot reproduce may not marry. A mamzer and all his offspring may never marry into Klal Yisrael. Someone from Amon Moav may not marry into Klal Yisrael, but a third generation convert from Edom and Mitzrayim may. The camp shall be holy. And what does that mean? One that's tamei because of an emission must remain outside camp and only re-enter after immersing in the mikvah and waiting till nightfall. You should have a shovel so that when you exit camp to relieve yourself, you can cover it over. If a slave escapes from his master and finds shelter with you, do not turn him over back to his master. There shall not be a Jewish woman designated for znos or a Jewish man designated for homosexuality. An animal or item used to pay a harlot or used as an exchange for a dog may not be brought to the house of Hashem. Do not pay interest to a Jew. If one made a vow, he shall not delay in fulfilling it. Better yet, don't even make vows. If a worker is harvesting grain or plucking grapes, he may eat his fill while he's involved in the harvest. If a man marries, finds disfavor in his wife, writes her a get, and she marries someone else, that fellow as well writes her a get or dies, her original husband may not remarry her. When taking a collateral for a loan, don't take something which is the person's very source of livelihood, such as their millstone. Also, when taking collateral from a poor person, you mustn't take it when they need it, so if it's their PJs, you may only take it during the day, but you have to return it at night. If one kidnaps a yid, enslaves him and sells him, the kidnapper shall be put to death. Don't speak Lashon Hara, it brings saras like it did to Miriam. Pay your workers on time. Each man is responsible for his own sins. Take care not to pervert the judgment of the orphan and widow. When harvesting your grain or olives, you must leave certain parts over for the ger, widow, and orphan. When there's a disagreement among people, they should go to Bezdin, and should Bezdin deem it necessary, they should give no more than 39 lashes to the guilty party. If a man dies without children, his brother shall marry his wife in order to perpetuate his name. This is called Yibum. If he doesn't want to, then Chalitz is performed. She removes his shoe, spits on the floor, and we call him the house of the one whose shoe was removed. One that embarrasses another shall have to pay. Make sure to have honest weights and measurements. And the Parsha finally concludes with Parsha Zohar. Remember that which Amalek did to you when leaving Mitzrayim? You shall wipe out the memory of Amalek. Do not forget. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.